Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Sunday, 30th of July, and day 7 of this year's TCR. Once again, our two leading riders, Christoph Strasser and Robin Jean-Paul, find themselves maintaining great pace as they both reach Greece. Later, they will need to make some crucial routing decisions as they tackle Parkour 4, which is split into three different sections, A, B, and C. Further back, Control Point 2 is now officially closed, and the bulk of our riders are on their way south to Control Point 3 in Albania. David Eyre, race coordinator, is in Control Car 2, waiting for riders to pass through Niksic, Montenegro.
It is, quite frankly, baking hot today. We are currently sitting at a cool 33 degrees. It's very still. There was a small wind earlier, but that has quickly died down as well, so the riders aren't going to be benefiting from any breeze really to cool them off, so they'll have to be taking on a lot of fluids as they make their way around. So Niksic, the town at the bottom of the hill that we're on currently, is one of the really key points in riders' rides today. An opportunity to try and find a small supermarket of some description, to find a little bit more water or some electrolytes, because otherwise it's pretty sparse.
The heat, combined with the hard reality of having cycled so much and so far over several days, means many riders are now in the process of managing their body and their race, while still taking in the beauty of it all, of course. David Brinkman, Cap 57.
How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Like, the days are starting to count a little bit, but yeah, pretty good.
How's it been riding through the Dermator?
The roads here. Yeah. Yeah, it was really beautiful, actually. Like, it's I wasn't enjoying the view that much anymore because I'm just tired by now. But actually, this was really nice to see for now, so...
How's your day been?
Yeah, pretty good actually. Like, I slept in a hotel last night. I can finally afford the hotel, so that's that's nice.
Is that payday just come around?
Well, I mean, in Bosnia they're just a lot cheaper than everywhere else, so that's why I could book a hotel over here, and like in Slovenia and all. Slovenia is pretty cheap, but Austria and all this is still pretty expensive, so I just slept outside.
Jamie Wilson, Cap 4, has had a fantastic few days and remains the fastest woman of the race.
I got lucky yesterday because I ended up going up out of Banja Luka, so it was quite high and it was really shaded as well, so I got lucky, I know. And I did that about like 1 or 2 o'clock, so it was like perfect time to be up. But yeah, I'm just trying to like not push. I mean, at this point, you're not pushing hard anyways, are you? Like, I don't think I've been out of breath for, like, 5 days. So, yeah, just keeping tabs on myself, drinking plenty of water.
Yeah, well, what's your game plan for today? Get to Podgorica?
I actually don't have a game plan. The whole time, everyone's asking me, like,
what is your plan?
Where are you going to? What's your plan? I, like, cycle until about midnight and stop. That's my plan.
Yeah, that's good.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Sarah Ruggins and her race partner, John Sowler, caps 337, A and B, continue to perform well in the pairs race. Their experience is having an impact back home too.
How did it feel to reach checkpoint 2? It felt amazing. I probably had an equal mix of feeling relieved that my hard work is paying off and I'm still in the game, and also a feeling of gratitude, both to everyone who's helping me continue on this journey, through all the support, and also to the young girls, I think, who are watching. So I have a family friend back home, and she's been sharing my story and the story of all the TCR female riders with her. And her daughter has just gotten the courage to take off her training wheels, off her bike, and give it a go for the first time. So I think me reaching checkpoint 2 was super emotional because I had just heard that story from my family friend. And so it makes me feel like we're doing something important here, and we're really kind of showing young girls that their hopes and dreams can come true if they're willing to work for it. So yeah, relief that I made it, gratitude that I'm still going, to everyone helping me.
The team in Control Car 1 have spent the last 3 days up front tracking the leaders. Race photographer Liz Seabrook explains how she first came across the TCR and the unique experience of capturing riders across multiple countries and terrains.
I think I remember like cycling blogs going up with these amazing images of cyclists kind of suffering their way across Europe. And I put it on kind of the top of my bucket list as a shoot or a thing, yeah, a shoot that I'd like to get onto. So an email was sent. Anna reached out and said she liked my work, asked if I'd want to shoot Trans-Pyrenees or Transcontinental, and I said both. We have to be in the right place in the landscape at the right moment, and we have maybe 10 shots of them going around a corner, and one of those has to work, and we have to kind of scope that out before they come around and just hope that it comes together. So we've been using Hannah as a test model sometimes to get in position to kind of figure out where the riders might be, normally doing a fun jaunty cycling pose. It's about being in the right place at the right time and, you know, following dots like a truffle pig to find where races are going to be.
Killian Wagner, Cap 180, describes the ups and downs of riding the TCR.
Yesterday was hard.
How so?
I don't know why, really. It was just hard, and I wasn't really in the mood to do kilometers, and the traffic in Bosnia-Herzegovina was a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, today it's like awesome. It's so much fun, and the lake and the mountains, beautiful, really. Yeah, it's it was like, now it's fun again. It's like a switch in your head. Yeah, and then what makes? Then you know why you do it again.
Yeah. Why do you do it?
For moments like that, it's going up and it's going down. It's sometimes the high is really high and the low is really shit. But I think that's why the high is so fun, and to have that feeling of that's so awesome here, and I just can't pedal after I don't know how many days we already pedaled, but it's everything is feeling fine and it's fun.
Mark Kowalski, Cap 244, will soon pass through Control Point 3 and head south to Greece and that three-section parkour 4.
Are you feeling ready for the CP4 parkour?
The 1,000-meter climb up a dirt gravel track? Doing the hydroelectric dam was quite fun in itself, but I don't think, which was 150 meters of climbing and pushing my bike. I don't think 1,000 meters is something I want to do, so we'll see where I am in the standings at that point, what other people might be doing, and might chicken out. I ride a Steel normally. This is like sort of brand new, secondhand. I've ridden my 1987 Rally like everywhere across Canada, Paris, London, Edinburgh, London. It's got like 80,000 K on it, and then I got into Transcontinental and started panicking. My parents are coming out to see me at the finish, girlfriend, just trying to minimize failure. So I chickened out once again and went with the carbon. But I have had no mechanicals so far, so good. So just using my my Audax skills and preventing problems before they happen, persevering.
Back to the front of the race and the approach to Parkour 4. Andrew Phillips, race director, is in Control Car 1.
We had a quiet morning waiting for Christoph Strasser to catch up with us. We followed him through Ioannina, waiting for him to resupply. But he chose to go sailing straight through, didn't pick up any food, water, any other supplies. He was looking for a bike shop, but it's a Sunday here in Greece, so everything was shut. So he carried on straight through towards Parkour 4A, which has a lot of climbing to get there. So he's been climbing in the absolute roasting Greek afternoon heat to try and get there. And he's opened up about a 6-hour gap back to Robin, who is now close to the Albanian-Greek border. Christoph's going to have to make a decision pretty soon. Parkour 4 is split over three pieces. It's a little bit of a jigsaw for the riders to put together. They do the first bit of parkour, Parkour 4A, between Bramantra and Melisorgi, which is a climb towards a dead-end road in the Greek mountains, the tarmac ends. And from there, they've got a choice to get to Parkour 4B, which is another little ribbon of tarmac on the other side of the mountain. Riders can choose to either go over the top, which is some pretty gnarly double track, or they can go all the way around on tarmac. And we think the tarmac option is probably the more time-consuming one, but it's certainly the safer one. So we might expect Christoph, who we know doesn't like the off-road, to take the tarmac option. And I think we'd probably expect Robin, who's got a lot of mountain bike experience, to go over the top. So it's a real opportunity for Robin to try and buy back some time there.
Later, the team catch up with Christoph again to find out how he's feeling about the choice ahead.
How are you finding the heat now you're in Greece?
It's, normally I don't like it at all, but when you are on the road for so long, the body adapts and you're in that flow state, and I think nothing can happen which stops me or stops you at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think heat in the first days is really tough, but at the end of the race it doesn't hurt that much.
Still feeling good?
I have like the ordinary issues, saddle sores. That's why I went to hotels until now, because of hygienic things. My fingers are hurting because of the tough, rough roads, but altogether it's in like how it should be. It's a little bit of pain everywhere, but that's okay.
And are we right in thinking you're going for the road option, which is quite a long diversion in comparison to the off-road choices?
For me, that's not a long thought, because it's definitely clear the road. I don't like gravel as much. I'm not good at gravel. I don't want to destroy my tires. So I just want to stay safe and take the road option and enjoy the downhill for some recovery.
Late evening on day 7, and sure enough, Christoph reaches the start of Parkour 4B via the longer road route. And, as expected, Robin Jean-Paul opts for the gravel instead. The gap between them has been sizable for the last couple of days, but now it seems the race is on. Earlier, the team in Control Car 1 got to see Robin's state of mind firsthand. He's on the chase.
So it's about 9:15 in the evening, the sun's starting to go down here in Greece. We're on a climb just outside of Ioannina. Andrew, do you want to tell me what just happened?
Yeah, we just heard that Robin was having some problems with his tracker charging, so we got ahead of him on the climb, get a tracker ready to swap it out for him. And we were expecting him to pull up and stop and give us his old tracker and give him the new one. But we saw him taking the old tracker out of his pocket as he came up the hill towards us. And he literally just swapped out like it was a new musette on a race and carried on going, didn't even pause.
Tomorrow we'll see our two leaders head northeast again to Control Point 4, Meteora. It looks like we could be heading for an exciting finish over the next few days. Back in Nixich, Ash Lillett, Cap 136, reflects on the TCR experience so far, as well as what it means to him and many of our riders.
So every day's been quite full on, but then recovery's been quite good as well. So drinking lots, eating lots, and I think, you know, the further south we go now, the more I'll take the opportunity to stop for an ice cream, if there seems to be an outlet. But otherwise, having fun. Depends which way you look at it. It's either a race or a life event, right? And smashing yourself to pieces wins you absolutely nothing, but just inner satisfaction in gratification, which I think is why I like doing it. I think, you know, anybody who's kind of, you know, working a full-time job or a parent or things like that, and just has general life issues around getting enough training in for something like this, it then becomes just a war and peace mission with yourself, and what can you do and how can you make it your best ride of your life if you do have to scratch. You know, you get a lot from it. I think just entering, turning up to the finish, to the start line, is almost a victory in itself, because there's so many people that wouldn't do it.
We pick up the action again tomorrow on a crucial day at the top of the leaderboard and check in with those riders behind them who are also riding hard to reach control point 3 before travelling south to the fourth parkour. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.